KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have hazy sunshine, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 93 with winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, it's been over 4 days since a fire at a water pumping station near Shelby left more than 1,500 people in Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Harrison counties without clean running water. Volunteers distributed donated bottled water all weekend, and yesterday emergency management stepped up their efforts, going door to door, delivering bottled water to residents in the village of Corley. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Londo says the bottled water was donated by Hy-Vee and Fairway, and early Friday morning, a fire had knocked out a pump in rural water transfer station. Residents in five rural communities were placed on emergency water shortage status. A smaller pump is slowly feeding the water towers, according to Londo, but a boil order remains in effect until further notice. Emergency management is leaving extra water at distribution sites in communities. Arrangements are also being made for any livestock producers to fill tanks, especially as temperatures begin to rise. Londo said emergency management is meeting daily with rural water and state officials about the situation, but it could be days or even weeks before full water capacity is restored. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Monday evening reported three arrests. On July 2nd at around 1:20 a.m., 28-year-old Kevin William Wessel of Greenfield was arrested for OWI first offense. His breath alcohol content tested at .203. Wessel was released later that morning on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. On June 29th at around 1:50 p.m., 38-year-old Christopher Anthony Ford of Greenfield was arrested on an Adair County felony warrant charging him with two counts of enticing a minor under the age of 16 for sexual purposes. Ford was released July 1st on a $10,000 cash or surety bond. And on June 26th, 41-year-old Nicholas Arthur Hardesty of Orient was arrested on an outside agency warrant. Well, Iowans need to fight the bite this summer, especially when it comes to ticks, which may be carrying Lyme disease. And epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says Iowans would be wise to check for ticks after spending any amount of time outdoors.
And after coming inside, do a thorough tick check on yourself and your family members. Don't forget that some juvenile ticks can be as small as a poppy seed. So a careful check of your entire body is important.
Iowa ranks 17th among 50 states for reported cases of Lyme disease. And Osborne said we should all take precautions. Left untreated, Lyme disease can have serious consequences. But caught early and with antibiotics, most people usually recover rapidly and completely.
When you're talking about Lyme disease, somewhere between 20 and 50% of all ticks will be carrying the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. And that's of a certain type of tick, the deer tick. So not all ticks are deer ticks.
Iowans can protect themselves from tick bites by using repellent on skin and clothing, wearing long pants and long sleeve shirts, and checking yourself for ticks after being outdoors. If you find a tick attached to your skin, remove it right away.
All you need are a pair of tweezers. And again, just pull it out, you know, in it with a steady pressure. Once you've removed the tick, you want to wash that area with soap and water. And just, again, monitor that location for the development of a rash in the next month.
The latest figures by the Iowa Department of Public Health is supplying on Lyme disease are for 2017, in which 255 cases were reported statewide. Most cases occurred in the eastern half of the state. The Iowa Marrow Donor Program, based at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, is marking the 40th year since the first marrow transplant from an unrelated donor there in 1981. Program manager Colleen Reardon said they provide a new lease on life for patients.
We treat leukemias, lymphomas, aplastic anemia, sickle cell, all sorts of cancers of the blood-making factory.
More than 900 Iowans have stepped up to donate and save the lives of strangers across the world. She says we each have two sets of tissue types we inherit from our mother and father. Only one in four of our brothers or sisters are usually compatible donors, which is why there is a need for unrelated donors.
In society, as we have less and less children, as families have less and less children, the need for unrelated donors is only growing.
You can donate via bone marrow or through stem cells, which she says is the most common type of donation. Erdin says technology has led to a lot of changes in 40 years that have helped the process, and they can now find a match with a simple cheek swab. She says donors are still needed until research finds new cures.
As science progresses, there are other methods that the researchers are looking at to cure cancers and cure leukemia. And so we'll see what the future holds there. But into the foreseeable future, we still need healthy Iowans to step up.
Reardon said the best way to donate is to go search for Be the Match online and sign up on the donor registry. She says survival rates for marrow transplants have increased since they began.
You know, when I first started, the long-term success was, 30-35%. Today, it's well over 70%. So we've had tremendous strides in survival rates with unrelated transplants.
Erdin says it is the life-saving experience for those who receive a donation and a life-changing situation for those who donate.
Our donors are quite amazed when they think about that they share their tissue type with someone they don't know. They may not share their tissue type with their brothers or sisters, probably not their parents, but there's somebody out there that's in trouble, and only they can help them. You know, it's a really humbling situation.
Student organizations across the state also hold sign-up events for donors. Erdin said they've seen patients who have multiple matches and others who have none. And that's why it's important to continue signing people up for the donor registry. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.